And by Carlson School of Management Executive Education at the University of Minnesota. Building strategic capabilities through world-class learning experiences. carlsonschool.umn.edu.
Whenever you see a smiling face in a video game. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Researchers at McGill University in Montreal say people can reduce their stress level by playing a video game. They've developed the Mind Habits Trainer game, in which one exercise shows a grid of faces, with 15 of them frowning and one smiling. The player must find the smiling face as quickly as possible. In the study, players reported feeling less stressed, had higher self-esteem, and were more confident. 17% had lower levels of the stress hormone, cortisol. McGill psychology professor Mark Baldwin says the idea is that through repetitive playing, the mind is trained to focus on the positive aspects of life.
Particularly when people are under stress, they often become defensive and start scanning the environment for social threats and start to feel insecure and so on. And if you're looking for social threats, if you're very vigilant for criticisms and rejections and things, well, you're going to spot them, and that's what your attention will be drawn to. And you'll start to see the world as more threatening and hostile than it even is. And so the threat will build, your stress will build. If you can break that cycle by disengaging from that, by just letting go of that and finding some warm, supportive connections with people, that can be helpful.
Is one way to look at this that it's proof of the wisdom of the keep on the sunny side of life philosophy?
I think that's not wrong, although I do think it's not a philosophy of life. It's not something you can decide to approach the world with, I don't think. I think these thought processes happen so quickly. They happen within a quarter of a second, and we can measure that in the lab. And I think that's why a game is so important, because by reorienting your attention over and over again, in the context of a game, that trains a very automatic and maybe even unconscious thought process. So it's not a conscious decision to think positively. It's more a training of an automatic pattern of thought.
And it's a kind of training that would be difficult to do outside of the gaming world, I imagine. I mean, there's something specific about the medium that helps here.
Yeah, that's right. The game itself, I mean, the thing about when you play games, obviously, is that you think about something in the game, you act in a certain way, the game responds in a certain way, then you respond to that, and it goes back and forth. It's a kind of interactivity that has the possibility of training a pattern of thought. In fact, the reason we decided to go this route was we were inspired by the game Tetris. When you play Tetris, you know, where the blocks are coming down from the top of the screen and you have to organize them. You play Tetris for about an hour, and all of a sudden you see blocks falling from the sky outside. So we thought, okay, that kind of interactivity is training a habitual pattern of thought, and we thought, can we use that in a beneficial way to help people practice a useful pattern of thought?
That's Mark Baldwin with McGill University. Findings from the study appear in the October issue of the American Psychological Association's Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. The game can be found online at mindhabits.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.